Photoshop Wednesday number 35. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short, podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. In this tip, we'll talk about different types of layers and how to manage them. You can create a new layer from going to the Layer pull-down menu, New, Layer. Or you can use the right-facing option arrow in the upper right-hand corner of the Layers panel. Select the Type tool, move out of the canvas and click, and now you'll have a type layer. A layer can also be created by drawing a shape on the canvas. A new fill layer can be created by going to the Layer pull-down menu, selecting New Fill Layer, and then choose between a solid color, a gradient, or a pattern. When dragging one canvas from one Photoshop document to another canvas of another Photoshop document with the Move tool, a new layer will also be created. Or copying and pasting from within this document, or copying and pasting in from another document will also create a new layer. Layers can also be duplicated by doing one of the following. Press, hold, and drag an existing layer down to the Create a New Layer icon at the bottom of the Layers panel. The next way to duplicate a layer would be to select a layer, go to the Layer pull-down menu, and select Duplicate Layer. Here you can name the new layer. You can also pick its destination. Would you like the layer to be in this document, into an existing document, or into a brand new document? As a side note, the ability to duplicate a layer to a different destination can come in very handy. Names of layers can be modified by either double-clicking on the name in the Layers panel or by going onto the Layers pull-down menu and selecting Layer Properties. Here you have the ability to name it and change the layer's color as well. Coloring a layer can come in very handy when you're trying to visually group elements together. For instance, all elements on a website that are buttons could be colored green. To temporarily hide or show a layer, click on the eye located on the left-hand side of the layer panel. To permanently delete a layer, press and hold on the layer and drag it down into the trash can located at the bottom right-hand corner of the layers panel. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.